Even if the legislature does vote to apply for the money, overriding the governor's decision, it's not clear whether the state will ultimately be able to accept the funding. The federal stimulus bill includes a clause allowing state legislatures to request money rejected by a governor. But a nonpartisan congressional report released yesterday says the law is vague on the details that would make sure the funding would end up in the state. Larry Persily, a legislative aide for Anchorage Republican Mike Hawker, has reviewed the legal opinion. He says it could become a real problem.
What if a legislature says, we want this money, but the governor or the administration in that state says, well, we're not going to make the application, we're not going to do the paperwork, we're not going to fill out the forms, we're not going to complete the certification. There's nothing in the Stimulus Act that demands, that requires, that mandates a governor cooperate with the legislature.
Persily says the best scenario would be for lawmakers, the public, and the governor to be able to come to an agreement on what funding to accept. But he says that process could drag out for a while.
If the legislature wants funds and the governor doesn't, there's nothing in federal law that overrides the separation of powers and the governor's authority, or if the governor vetoes funds that the legislature wants, then it takes a three-quarter supermajority of the legislature to override the veto. So it could get very messy, very ugly, and very illegal and very complicated.